Oh man, I'm going a different way because there was too much traffic to turn to make the left turn, so I made a right, just saying fuck it. And I had big plans about going to the gas station and getting something to drink and potentially eat. And now I have no idea. I mean, there's another gas station up here, but it's not as good. Still, I think that's how it's going to have to go. I'm going to have to go to this gas station. Unless there's somewhere else to stop that would be like a cooler place to stop. Nope, we're just gonna go here. You guys are coming inside with me, so play it cool. Does this thing still go when the phone locks? Right. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. 11:68. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Have a good one.
Gas station fucking sucks. Their selection is the worst. No milk, no nothing. Yeah, fuck, man. What are people supposed to do?
All right, let's set this in here. I think the mic is on the bottom of the phone. All right, I don't think I can play music off the phone. Wow. That might actually just fuck some shit up. I have half a mind to drive to the other fucking gas station now. Well, whatever. I got the drinks I was looking for. It was just the food bar's selection is reduced. And I turn on the radio and fucking Dave Matthews is on and... Oh. No. I'm gonna turn right here and get on the fucking freeway and deal with it. Song is sick. I mean, I guess I can set the phone up here. I can't see any aspect of it. But maybe that's a good spot for the microphone. As for me, I've got this Vanilla Crisp Power Bar, which is not what I wanted to get, but of the options that were there. It was what they had. I really need to turn this off, but I'm opening this power bar and trying to drive a car, and that takes up all of my hands and some of my feet, if we're being honest. I know you want that honesty.
This freeway on ramp is the shits. Dribbling poop is what this is. All right, here we go. Bars are the fucking worst when it comes to opening them. They're like bit of honey that way, you know? The wrapper just sticks to everything.
Red man with horns.
So I'm probably going to have to go easy on this data thing until until my iPad rolls over to the next month. I don't know what the fuck happened. Like, maybe I brought the iPad inside for the weekend and used it a bit and didn't turn the Wi-Fi back on or something. But I don't think I did anything that was super data intensive on it. So I'm not sure why it would be out now. And I can't remember when the billing cycle for that thing rolls over.
Classic hip hop. 24/7. Get it right. Selling fans go round trying to catch that feeling. I'm instrumental. Had my pencil and plus my paper. We call the 86 lots on your head. They took the cater, writing rhymes, trying to find our spot off in that light. Light up in that spot. Knowing that we can rock. Doing the hole in the wall club. This shit here must stop. Like freeze. We making the crowd move, but we not making no keys. And that's no, no.
A 1-2. Dope niggas in the Cadillac, they call us. Swim for plagues, bows, bows. Putting the stopper on the map. It's like Little Rock to banging. Niggas say, motherfuck that plaguing. They paying. We saying they in vocals. No cows done. Made it with them big boys up in this industry. Outcast. Yeah, them niggas, they making big noise. Over a million sold to this day. Niggas, they take it like they 96. Don't be that year that all y'all plaguing. It's invite me.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's the other part. It's like when I stream from the phone instead of the iPad, it then means I can't listen to music on the phone. And I can't take calls and all this other stuff, so it's subpar alternative.
Back in the day when I was younger, hunger, looking to fill me belly with that radish. Bullshit, pull shit off like it was supposed to be cool. But as a chick, I was stone like them white boys, smoking them white girls before them blunts got chrome.
With a foreign bra, it's long-winded, paper long, and you take it long. You just don't get it. Hung the phone up on St. Tony, want a song with me. Hotter than Mississippi, the summer of the 1950s. In a van full of some niggas and white bitches. Get pulled over for swerving like high officer. When he asked me why I was swerving, I'm high officer.
Madam, she get on top and I shake the ladder. I make her straddle and gather and calculate the the snakes or the baby rattle. I play the shadows, don't play no games, I shrink it at them. I'm on a chronic all day, like it's my favorite album.
I play the sound when they came in out of a stripper dancer. If I don't get the car first, I have a temper tantrum. I innovative, I demonstrated, this nickel plated. I don't care if you owe me a nick, nigga, you need to pay me. I kiss you later, eat a pussy, then kiss the baby. Get situated, get keys off table and leave her aching. I really made it, get it made. Schwarzenegger, won't wrestle niggas. I spatula all you action figures.
I'm so high to thrill, feel like a dumbbell. These niggas tiny like a spider on a spud web. I got some upscale cocaine on my thumbnail. I feed it to my fun girl, they say fuck yeah.
I'm doing this shit like an elf. When I go, I'ma leave for the belt. I told you you did like a chef. I want a Ferrari in yellow, just so I can match all my yellow bitches. I've been a player since elementary. I got my balls in the penitentiary. I got a clip that hangs several inches.
I can make it bounce by myself.
Swag in the morning, bounce, 10-4-5. You gotta see the video to that.
Yeah, I'm just watching it.
You watch it, AC?
Yeah, I'm watching it.
You like that, right?
I like it.
You know, it's
you
song.
You rocking with that?
I'm rocking with it.
Yeah, she looking no at it for real. That's dope. That's dope. That's dope. Yeah, that was fun making that. Shout out to Stupid Jeans and shout out to Al. You know what I'm saying? That was an in-house video. We're trying to do a lot of things in-house, so that's us who shot that. So. Y'all need some videos, y'all. Let the boy
doing it all right now. 2 Chainz is here, 888-742-3345.
2 Chainz, a question came to mind when we were talking about journalism and how, you know, a lot of it is just for clickbait, all of these headlines. And it had me wondering, then who do you choose to pay attention to, whether it is different magazines or people in your circle, when it comes to getting constructive criticism about your work?
I think I'm my biggest.
Yeah.
I think I could critique myself more than anybody. I never think it's really like good enough. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm always trying to make it better or striving for excellence. Mm-hmm. You know, I got maybe a couple friends that I trust ear-wise that be like, no, that's it or not that right there, because you gotta think that me doing music so long that recording every night could essentially get boring if I don't experiment and try new things.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not singing a whole song in auto-tune or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I dibble and dab. It's just, but you know what I'm saying? Even myself.
2 Chainz will dibble and dab. You heard it here first.
It's like practice. It's like shooting. Like, I shot a couple half-court shots. I didn't make any today. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, in the game, I won't be trying a half-court shot unless the time is running out. And so, you know, with the music, I think, you know, with this last project, I had a lot of ears involved on both sides. And there was a lot of people involved that I respected. First of all, Lil Wayne was involved.
Mm-hmm.
I respected him.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? And he texted me one day and said, bro, this shit going to feed our families, bro. For real. Like, like over. It's going to feed. We're going to eat off this. When he told me that, I felt super good. Because, like, just out the blue, he texted me. Like, and then, you know, like it is. Like, a tour is like things coming up. But it felt good to hear from him because, you know, it's like a project. Some of the songs we were in together, but some of it was like the new wave. It was an email.
Mm-hmm.
You email, we trying to see, you know what I'm saying, what songs. We rapping over each other's stuff. And like I said, this is one of much more funner times for me doing an album. You know what I'm saying?
Wasn't. Woo!
I mean, it was serious. It was serious in a way that you got to have your bars up.
Of course.
Yeah.
And all of that, but it was fun. It was like I was able to bring the new wave of Atlanta, like, you know, my little homie 217 and a few other younger cats, TM 88 on there, you know what I'm saying, and a few other cats. You know, the song that we talked about off the air is the MF Right, which is Mike Will and Zaytoven.
Yeah.
The two, you know what I'm saying, they kind of started the new wave of Atlanta back in the days when I was messing with them with Gucci Man and all that, and they did a beat together, you know what I'm saying? And I'm a part of that.
Did Mike Will really say this is going to be your favorite song?
Yeah, see, this the thing about this is recently, I never wrote, you know, raps. But recently, I've been really, like, freestyling. Not, like,
freestyling how rappers freestyle, like have one in your dump, like in your head. But I've been really like kind of freestyling. So like this new thing with me freestyling is because I don't know what I'm gonna say. I kind of, it almost be mumbling, but I be kind of trying to think ahead, right?
Yeah.
So I had did this song like maybe. The beat was so hard. This is before the pianos came. It's just looping this whole thing because I'm telling Mike, like, you know, as of recently, I'm telling Mike, and even like working with Ye, it's like I like rapping over loops. And then y'all add all that stuff when I get through rapping. You know what I'm saying? Do some post production. I would enjoy that. So I'm talking to him while I'm recording. You know what I'm saying? If you listen to the beginning of the song, it's like I'm talking to him like through the song. I'm like, man, all right, bro, let me finish this freestyle. Let me just do this freestyle. Then I come in. Mike told me this is gonna be your favorite song. But that red one is your favorite thong. But really, that is really me thinking. I'm like, put them on. I say, baby, put them on.
But
I say, what you gonna do when you go home? Get your man out the use of all my woo. She got my phone. I told her I was at the store. Last name changed, first name too. Pull up on me, y'all, that you know what to do. You know what I'm saying? Boom. But I had kept rapping. And so that you motherfucking right, it came like somewhere in the end. So I just took that and I just flew it like every 8 bars. And it's we've been rocking. We've been doing shows performing that. And that's crazy. That's it right there.
Take a listen. 888 to the 423345.
You hard, bro.
I would like to hear the new 2 Chainz.
Told that bitch you motherfucking right.
Told that bitch you motherfucking right.
Odell is she motherfucking.
All right,
so go ahead, Callaway.
I almost took it right there.
It felt good.
It felt right. Like, it felt like
I was going to give you so many righteous ad libs that it was going to sound like you were snapping no matter what. I'll give you that. Tell them and give you some of that true.
Yo, ad libs are so important, man.
When did they come important? But like, when did this become as you as a hip hop like philosopher? When did ad libs become? I think I got a good idea, but I'm gonna see what you're gonna say. Because I think Atlanta had something to do with it.
Well, yeah. I know Jeezy made.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Ooh.
Bing, bing, bing.
People were ad libbing prior to that, but they weren't living on the ad lib.
Right. You know, like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, but
like, yeah, this is based on.
Yeah, it's ad libs. People ad libs are more important than they verses.
Right, the ad
slick.
Mm-hmm. You know, so give me that beat. Don't ever.
Let's go.
Let me see if I can sway.
You motherfucking
right. Okay. Okay.
Hold that bitch, you motherfucking
right. That right.
Uh-huh.
That right.
Just came back from France.
Woo, woo, woo.
Had to host a show where they dance.
Where they dance, yeah. Yeah.
Your girl got out her pants.
Whoa, what'd she do?
She started to go freelance. Then she spread herself.
Yeah, that's why I spread.
Then I took it back to Oakland.
Oakland.
Told that bitch, you motherfucking.
Told that bitch, you
the motherfucking.
That's it.
Damn.
Yo, all you need is an eight these days. A good eight. Tupac got on off of eight bars. Yeah, man. Don't ever forget that.
Not around, went around with the other round.
Same old. What's that? Same old song.
Yeah. That's all you needed.
The album, I really enjoy it. I wanted to tell you that I really, like, I can sit back and listen.
I love hearing Wayne sound so excited, man.
You know, because any information you hear about Wayne is, they're going through court stuff.
Yeah.
Wayne in the, it's called the lean. He drinking lean again. And I don't care about all that right now. I care about his health and that he's well. But to hear him, he sound excited to me on this, like rejuvenated.
Honestly, I could honestly say it was fun doing this project. You know, contrary to whatever he's going through on the, you know, business side or whatever like that. I'm a student of the game, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so looking at the game, I see, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to be like cocky, but like I see some little 2 Chainz out there, but I see some little Wayne's, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's nothing wrong with that, you know what I'm saying? I just recognize how much a friend of mine moved the culture, whether good or bad, you know what I'm saying? Whether it was good or bad for the culture, whatever. From the lean drinking on camera to the tats in his face to yelling Suwoo every 16, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It became contagious to what other artists felt like, repping their hood, inking themselves up more than what they, I mean, everybody remember when it was looking crazy at first, when everybody was like, when I remember, speaking of the Rolling Stone Cup, I remember when he did a Rolling Stone Cup, you know what I'm saying? It was just like, you know, he's been a friend of mine for so long, and it can rap, like,
what?
Like I'm not, like, not like I'm trying to pull him out, like, the boy hard. Like the boy hard, you know, whether Carter's out or whatever, like, you can go listen to whatever the other Carters if you want to. You dig what I'm saying? So I know people don't really, it's all about right now. It's a microwavable society. It's all about what's going on right now. And I respect that. I'm down with what's going on right now. It's a lot of changes in the game. Like, you got to respect it. Nothing against that. But for me, this is a friend of mine. This is a way I could pay homage to a friend of mine. It's like the best way for me to explain it to an East Coast person would be only built for Cuban links. You know what I'm saying? It's like this Ray album, but we got Ghost on the cover. You dig what I'm saying? And this my partner in crime. You dig what I'm saying? And this is how we rock it.
You, and Royce, what's it, Rolls Royce weather?
As
you say, I see a lot of new cats.
Yeah, I see, in the game. I see a lot of old me and the new cats in the game.
I see a lot of old me and the new cats in the game.
Yeah. That's
true.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's true, but you can't be that man rapper.
You're not, but listen, man, what you saying about Wayne and, you know, a lot of the new shit in the game is, you got to give credence to where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a guy like me is good for.
That's why you. That's why I got that shit. That's why you
can't tell me.
I used to sneak you in the club.
Same way.
That's why you my homie, man.
Okay, and I used to hit him. I used to hit Chainz early in the game. Ooh, they sucking off your energy.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't mean to put it like that, but I used to, you know, I saw.
No, he did.
A lot of dudes was a lot of dudes you hang with was
definitely
picking off your energy.
Definitely, and you know, it sometimes it feel good, but then sometimes. Sometimes, I mean, for me, it's a
it's a compliment, bro. Mm-hmm. You know, coming from kind of like where we came from and being doubted to being successful or having your back against the wall, people thinking it's pressure and you create diamonds off of it. And then, you know, the whole script changes, you know, as far as your text messages and the people responding and replying to you, phone, vision, whatever it is. It's just fun for me. It's very observant of the game, observant of the people that I'm around. I suffer from being an only child, so I have my own trust issues, social issues. So it's really, you know, it's cool for me to get in a room full of rappers and just try to figure out where I fit in, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, my whole time, the conscience is telling me, bro, super be yourself, you know what I'm saying? Like, even though I'm standing out, like, man, you know, no disrespect, you know what I'm saying? I was like, you know, forgive me, Kirk Franklin. I was like, I'm sorry, man, but I'm about to light this up. You know, like, I'm sorry, you know what I'm saying? You know, I tried to get in the corner, but I, you know, I couldn't be in the studio without my vibe going on. He's like, you know, young man, you know, I understand, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, I could not be me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I don't care who around, I'm going to be me. Very transparent. It's me. I don't care what you think about me. I'm super me. I know you snacking on this. You can't wait to see what I'm going to wear, when I wear it, how I'm going to do it, how I'm going to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? That's that Atlanta shit. That's that confidence. You know, you got to, it's a thin line between cockiness and confidence.
Yeah.
And
where's it at?
Fuck, I fall on both lines sometimes. So, I mean, that's a good, especially in my profession. And what I do, you're supposed to be a little cocky and braggadocious. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to kind of, it's like boxing. You can't, you know, you cannot be Floyd Mayweather if you win. And you're supposed to cap and buy Bugattis and do all that shit in your face.
Yeah, you didn't get
you know what I'm saying? You're supposed to put it in their face.
HB, you agree with that? I see you nodding.
Nah, because I do agree with it. But then I wonder, at some point, when you get all of that and you do all of that, what keeps you still motivated then?
The younger guys around me that want what I got. You know, like, you know, my friend that just passed, you know what I'm saying, Bankroll, you know what I'm saying, Schoolie, Cap, you know, it's like, you know, when I pull up in the Wraith, you know what I'm saying, we do a whole photo shoot, we looking at the stars, we, you know what I'm saying, I don't even, you know what I'm saying, I don't even go to the gas station, they can't wait to take it to the gas station, stop by the strip club, pick up one, you know what I'm saying, it's like, oh, shout, I gotta get me one, you know, and they say, well, that's motivation. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I kind of do it for, to see they like, oh, you still got the other roles too? Yep. Oh, man. But they really my friend. We like, and that, because see, that's what motivated me. Me knowing somebody like me being a friend of Wayne and, you know, all this stuff happening. I'm like, bro, I'm tripping. Like, you Lil Wayne on the low, like, on the real, like, you know what I'm saying, to the world. Like, and that's how it was. It's coming up with, well, whoever. You know what I'm saying? So you got a friend that you grew up with that went to the league, and this is really like your friend, you know what I'm saying? And whether he's able to share it with you or not, you should get inspired off, this could happen to you. We from the same surroundings, the same background. We do the same thing. Like, I see you. All you did was, it's not a cheat sheet, all you do is work every night, and you're able to do so that's what inspires me to, because I can honestly say that for a minute, my management, my friends, they said I was, you know, they told me, said, you wasn't this humble, like, you've never been this humble, you know what I'm saying, and they was telling me there's nothing wrong with being humble, but you know, this rap stuff, you gotta put it in the face, you know, all the young boys put money up, letting how much money, you know, they back in, you know, and I can do that, show them 200-300, you know what I'm saying, or something like that. So for me, I got to figure out a way to do it where it's like, you know what I'm saying, where I'm comfortable with it, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, I believe in God, and I believe, you know, what he give you, he can take it back. So you kind of got to watch that a little bit. Because I've seen people who had the belt, and when they get the belt taken from them, man, you ought to see. Don't nobody show them. It's like people be praying on their downfall.
Uh-huh.
And be like, yeah, he need to come up here and do sway. Yeah, tell him I call him back. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's just different things. So for me, it's very important that I treat the valet attendant like I treat the CEO in the building. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of how I cover my little base.
Man, I love it, man.
That's awesome.
We got some callers on the line. I want to ask you about Got a Lotta, too.
That's hard.
That's a hard song, Wayne, on track 4.
Manny Fresh. Manny Fresh. Manny Fresh, yes. Oh, that's Manny. Make it even crazy. Oh, shout out to Manny Fresh. Oh. Fresh probably should have did that. Fresh.
Prince, he probably should have did that on there.
Track, right?
I think all of us doing some different stuff. I be forgetting to say 2 Chainz on the track. Now, hell, I'm tired of him. Like, nigga, you know this. I be telling myself, nigga, you know this. You like 2 Chainz? Nah, man, you can take that off, bro.
Just talking about that. That's the choice. We noticed that.
He doesn't say 2
Well, Chainz. Well, what happens is if I do a feature, the other artist gonna put it there. It's so many 2 Chainz. They can't wait to. That song started off, you know, 2 Chainz, like, man, I didn't even do that one. but then, you know, I'll do it, but, you know, I don't know. Is it evolving when you stop, or is it, do fans still like man, that?
We want that.
You gotta want say that.
Yeah, we
it's
want
like
that.
Like Mike Will made it, not saying Mike Will made it on the beat.
Yeah, it's definitely like that's the like, beat
that's
thing.
That's like Jordan doing a layup instead of a dunk.
I'm like, woo.
Let me hear that song, Got a Lot of. I'm gonna ask you about the chorus. Sway in the morning, 2 Chainz hit.
Let's do it.
I like the idea of 2 Chainz really thinking hard about whether or not he should say his name or not on the track. That's... I will give 2 Chainz a lot of credit. He's coming off like a fucking way more thoughtful dude than I would have initially suspected.
We got a lot of coke, we got weed, that's a lot of smoke. Yeah, that's a lot of hope. We got a lot of dope. Ba-ba-da.
All right, okay, hold on before we play that.
We got a lot of dope. We got a lot of coke. Are these double entendres, or is it we talking cocaine, dope?
I think it's
everything under the sun.
Okay.
Especially when you're talking about hip hop, you know, these verses are drug lines, are coke lines.
Yeah.
You know, these verses are dope.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we're dealing with being on a record with a trap rapper. It's like, you know, we've experienced having an abundance of other. Mm-hmm. Controlled substances. Mm-hmm. So this is just a controlled substance type of record. You know what I'm saying? It has double entendres, double meanings. But this is one of the highlights of the album. And I heard him say something about, you know, the Scat Man thing. But that's a whole nother subject.
Talk about Wonder.
Yeah,
go ahead. DJ Wonder, ladies and gentlemen.
Wonder's a dig in the crater,
man. I'll read you the credits, man. I like it because, you know, the samples people use and everything else. But I don't know if it was true. And I saw something that They credited Scatman, brother. I don't know what his last name is. Whatever. Yeah, remember? Yeah, Scatman. Yeah, was. And I'm the Scatman, whatever. And I thought they had credited on this song. And somebody was just messing around and saying because it sounded like he was scatting that they had interpolated the song, whatever. So I was just wondering if it was real.
Man, Def Jam heard that. Shout out to Ian. I told you, bro. I don't know. I mean, it's been one of those things where it's been. You know, like Manny first sent me like 40 scat type of, you know, because it was an era of music. I had to do my research on it. It was an era of music in the 1920s where people basically, whatever it was, was actually, you know what I'm saying, the queen of it. So, like, you know, so they told me that this guy wanted, you know, obviously some pub from it, you know what I'm saying? And it was just really crazy because we didn't really. Although it was some scatting in there, I don't think we got it directly from that source, or he got it directly from that source. You know, it's in litigations for so long, blah, blah, blah. You know, you want the album to come out. You want this on the album.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of just take it on the chin until, you know what I'm saying, you can get some more, you know, I guess, investigation done on it. But it's funny you said that, Wonder, because I said the same damn thing when they tried to hit us with it, because it... You know, when doing an album like me and Wayne doing, it's best that you have as least samples as possible.
Yeah.
It's just trust me. You just want to just...
Well, we just saw Jay come out of court because the engineer was trying to sue him for saying he worked on the Dynasty Rock La Familia. Somebody, one of the engineers was claiming that they were trying to sue Jay.
It wasn't Guru. I thought he only dealt with Guru with his
Nah, it wasn't Guru though.
I know Guru wasn't suing him, but I thought that was the only engineer that he dealt with. I'm sure he had another person recording.
Well, whoever tried lost, so
of course. but let me tell y'all something. he lost, but Jay lost too, because you got to pay this damn lawyer to prove. Oh, that's what happened with this shit I went through with the girl, man. Yeah. It's like, I got to pay this lawyer. It's like, I really want to use an intern. I really want to use myself, because I know this is the most crazy shit in the world, you know what I'm saying? But you don't have time for it, so you be like, you know, I'll handle this for you. Give me $30,000, $50,000, like it's nothing to a nigga. Like, man, stop. You know what I'm saying? So just let you know, like, Jaden, he didn't like lose the lawsuit, but he still had to pay some rich ass dude to tell some other rich ass dude, let's go have, you know, lunch.
Yeah,
that's basically what happened, because it is some bullshit. So
that's what you had to do.
Yeah.
Who was that came up here and said they put aside money? Just for lawsuits. Lawsuits.
That's hard.
Sean Kingston
said that.
Sean Kingston?
Yeah.
He having money put to... That's hard.
Two chains
of Jordan.
Nah, that's my home. I fuck with Sean Kingston. I'm just saying, like, I ain't... You know, having so much money, you're going to put something to the side. But that's really like knowing you're going to have some reckless shit going on.
Word.
All right, let's play that song, and then we're going to come back and take some more questions from the
back
audience.
To it. Manny Fresh. I mean, it is the fucking hook from that song, Scatman. Like, they're saying different words, but it's... But it is that song. Like, don't even front like this is not that fucking song.
Two changes here. 888-742-3345. We're gonna take them all the way to Kansas City. Mike, what up, man? Good morning.
Mike.
Hey, what's up? That's Tommy, man. I'm up on my ladder trying to finish this siding job.
That's hard.
You know, 2 Chainz. Yeah, man. You know, I'm making that remodeling money. But I just want to tell 2 Chainz, man, congratulations, man. I've been a fan since the duffel bag. I just appreciate
it. Tell the audience what we looking like. It looked like the inside of like a little, it looked like the inside of the 2016 600 Maybach with the you dig on the inside.
You dig
is wide, right? It can be, you know,
right.
With the you dig.
I want a you dig.
With the you dig in the back and got the extra big you dig in the front, you know right. What I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Look like one that got the, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not sure like, I do know what you are saying, sir.
With the glow in the dark hole, like you
next
did.
Next level.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The blue scene. What? 3 TVs.
Count them up.
Yeah. 3? I didn't think you saw that fourth one in front of OQ over there, too. Oh, so it's 4 TVs.
I can't call it, man. 2 Chainz, I've been a fan of you since Ludacris' first and second album, man. I've been fucking with you. I don't even call you 2 Chainz. I've been calling you Titty Boy, man.
You ain't did nothing wrong. You, that's right.
Man, I want to ask you, man, how did the album come about? Because, man, I've been fucking with that album since it came out Friday, man. Oh, I ain't stopped playing that motherfucker since.
Oh, man, that's hard. It's just, you know, man, you know, I've been friends of the boy for a long time. It's like my brother as far as my relationship with Cash Money and Young Money. You know what I'm saying? And we agreed that we wanted to put something out to excite the fans, you know what I'm saying? I just think that you know, today's music and hip-hop, you know, with the fans, you got to do something to, you know, give them that impulse to be involved, you know what I'm saying, and to want to ride with you, dig what I'm saying? So although
I would like to ride with you, 2 Chainz.
This year, probably
I've got this shirt that says, I'm with 2 Chainz, and has an arrow pointing over.
Like, appetizer. It was a pre-album for me and him. We both have albums dropping this. It was fun to do. It was easier than each other's still, and I would love to do it anytime.
I think his name on Twitter. I think his name. I want to say his name on Twitter. Maybe he changed it, but the real name field, I think, might still say Titty Boy.
Do another collaborative hybrid type of album
on 2 Chainz' Twitter account.
Who's second in line to Wayne?
No, they would have to be on the same. You know, they would have to want to, you know, rock with me. Obviously, I have an array of songs with Kanye.
Right.
But it's like a situation where, you know what I'm saying, you really want Kanye to curate the project, you know what I'm saying, sonically and musically because of his ear. And that's one thing that I respect about him, period, touching my records. You know what I'm saying? It's like sometimes you never know how long it's going to take. It can take a week, 2 weeks, 2 months, a year. You know what I'm saying? But it's a vast difference between the original composition and the finished product. So that would be somebody that I would just be excited about just doing, like I said earlier, some regular loops with and just coming back and hearing it a month later or something like that. And then there's other artists that I'm sure I have great chemistry with that it'd be cool to get into the ring with and share energy or whatever.
Mm-hmm. What is Jay? Well, you and Jay seem like y'all would get along really. It seems like y'all do probably because y'all both thinking, y'all thinkers. And you're a smart individual, intelligent smart, not just street smart or clever, like book smart.
Mm-hmm.
I think he is too. What are y'all conversations about? Is it always about music, or do y'all?
I'm gonna be honest. I'm a super fan of Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? Everything he's done for the game, for the community, coming from the bottom. I follow his story, but we rarely get one-on-one conversations.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I see him. It's like what up? It's always people around. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like. Do I want to be a fan and get a picture, or do I just want to just sit around and just say what's up to the boy? You know what I'm saying? So I don't have like people like, you know, I think G's and T.I. like have bigger relations with him from earlier when they were hot doing their thing and he jumping on their records. Like I would love to have Jay-Z on my new album. That would be like one of the features I would like doing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Somebody that I looked up to in the game. Study his skills, and I would like to, you know what I'm saying, test my skills out with the boy, you know what I'm saying? You know, he's ill. So, you know, I watch everything he do, but it's not like, say how me and Yale have a conversation, call each other, talk about, you know what I'm saying, everything except music, or call, and he'll spit that, What's the verse? No more parties in L.A. Like, he rapped that to me before he laid it. It was like, literally, it took from my house to the airport. I was going to the airport, and he rapped this verse. I was like, how long is that verse? I don't know. I think it's like 90 bars. I'm like, 90? What is this for? You know what I'm saying? So that's the kind of relationship that I would like to have with Ho, because I'm sure it'd be me. Like, what you think about this verse? You know, and I never do that to people. I never be like, you know what I'm saying? I did this last night. You know what I'm saying? But... No, that's the fun thing about this music thing. If you choose to enjoy it, you know what I'm saying? You get some friends like that, you know what I'm saying? You have some drinks and smokes or whatever you do. And you just, you know what I'm saying? This stuff all together, man, we doing this for the people. You know what I'm saying? We're not really doing it for each other. You know what I'm saying? When up and coming new artists, when you pass another artist a CD, it's cool in the fact that you want to be signed by them if you want to be signed. But if you're trying to get your music out, you should try to give it to a fan base, so they can spread the word on how ill you are. You know what I'm saying? Because it's hard for me to prove something to Jay or him to prove something. Yeah, I mean, it's been proven, but it's just about, you know, gaining new fans, new accessibility to things.
I want to prove to you how ill I am.
If I was an up and coming artist.
The new album, is that the Before Change out? You said your next album?
Yeah, that's the BC album. Yeah, that's basically like, you know, really nostalgic Titty Boy stuff, more storytelling, more, definitely more personal. I don't know if I'm gonna actually write on this album, you know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of stuff that I have in my head and this that I need to get out that affected me as a person and as an artist. So this next album is it's really personal, and I played a lot of it. And actually, Jay got the album. He's had it for a long time, you know what I'm saying? But not that he's gonna do everything, he's gonna curate everything. Yeah. It's just I gave him a hard drive. And then with me, I'm gonna replace a lot of those songs. So it's like, unless they come back, he's done something crazy to me. If he hadn't even touched me yet, really, I'm gonna be like, bro, you might well just swap that out. Because I'm always doing new music anyway and challenging myself. So I'm just looking forward to, so far, the material that I have is really like personal. And even the one or two kind of club joints I got, they still got that common denominator of being a personal, whether it's a dope boy story or a trap story, or, you know what I'm saying, glossy. You know, I start off one trap. If Puerto Rico wasn't gone, he would be right here with me. If Truth wasn't gone, he would be right here with me. Rest in peace to all my niggas from my block. You know what I'm saying? Free all my niggas trying to get some guap. I'm screaming Bell Ruler till you come home. My partner locked up with a smartphone. I'm trying to drop some babies in a jawbone. You know what I'm saying? Going shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But,
I like when HB be rocking with. That's when you know something is register. When is BC?
I like doing things around the Virgo season. That's me. I'm a Virgo. I'm 6'5". I enjoy long walks long walks on in the Diamond District. I enjoy long walks. 47th and 28th, all that. You know, so my album should come around. You know, it'll be cool around September. That's where I can like cross promote like birthday and album show. You know, this is when you just add up that check, stack that check up. So this year feels pretty good. I took enough time off. I sold enough sweaters. I did enough for, you know, TV shows and all that. It's time to get back in the mud. But, you know, no better time in the present, man. I mean, you know, this is our new studio now. All right, this is a new studio. Yeah, I love the studio.
We ain't had no MC bless the new studio yet. Oh,
that's where the catch was at.
You saw that, right? It had a boomerang. You know, it was like, you could be the, you know how I do it. I'm going to talk this up for years to come. When this studio was first built, we wanted to make sure we had the right voice to consummate this whole studio and make it official.
You are so capped up. I'm sure you know what cap mean. Play the motherfucking right. Let's just, since I freestyle a motherfucking right, let's see if I can freestyle again.
That's what I'm saying, man. Two times. Give him a round of applause. Yeah. Man. All
right. In advance. This is sure set up.
Man. You just got me so excited, man, by kicking these off.
They told me this thing was supposed to close at 12. And you kept it open. It sounded like one of the strip clubs in Atlanta. I thought y'all closed at 3 or 4:30. Like, shit. Two chains, order some more ones.
You see people walking around looking at us crazy. That's probably why. But this is what this is all about. This is what SiriusXM is all about. Shade 45, broadcasting worldwide. We only gonna bring you the cream of the crop. That's what
you ain't got motherfucking
for.
Right. That's Riot, right?
Yeah, hold up. He gonna get it. Damn right, I got it. Yeah, hold up. You can play it, whatever. Let me do it. Like, I'm gonna let you pick the beat. I want this to be right. Damn right, I got it. You got the instrumental?
No. There's
so much. Okay. Keep an eye on him. Yeah. We can't have a B, man.
I
ain't seen each other in a while.
We saw each other at BET Hip Hop Awards, right? We came on the carpet.
Oh, that's
you
right.
Blessed us with your presence. That's you had the fly right. Ass macho on, remember? Yes, I do.
Chapo Junior swag.
Yeah.
We saw. Wanda, go ahead and just give us any beat. See what happens.
What we got to do after this, Jay? Boy, that sounds like... that sounds like the best thing you ever never said.
Sway in the morning, shade 4-5.
That
my nigga Dolph right there. Go get Dolph new album.
Yeah.
That my nigga Dolph. He from Memphis. Oof. And my nigga Dolph, they been pimping. Woo. Let me start this shit. Woo. Yeah. Off the rip with it, I got bankrolls. Rest in peace to my nigga bankroll. I give a fuck about what you think. Got a dirty cup filled up with pink. Got a whole closet filled up with minks. Got a whole joint filled up with stink. Pull up to your set smoking mustard, nigga. You don't trust Metro, I don't trust me, nigga. Fuck with the set, I'm from A-Town. A lot of Crips on my street, they lay down. What the hell you saying, it's the right choice. You listen to the chains, it's the right voice. Bought a new chain for no fucking reason. Bought a new car cause I fucking need it. Who needs this shit fucking off the top? This a new flow, so I bought a mop. Woo! What the fuck you stopping for? Got a new hoe, I'm trying to clock the hoe. Bought a Rolex with a tracking device. Hoe telling lies, I pull up on her. Nigga Sway with me, I pull up on her. Heather B with me, I pull up on her. That's how we do it on the south side. I might buy a new Wraith with all fives. Da, what, nigga? Shoot you in your truck, nigga. Run away and get a haircut. I pay $100 for a haircut. I pay $100 for a car wash. I pay $300 for a hamburger. Shit, what the fuck? Shit, nigga. Freestyling, nigga, back to it. Tim balls on, I'm getting to it. Tim bad spin before you walk up. What the fuck you saying? Shut the fuck up. Take a mic cord and I choke it. Take that bitch pussy and I rope it.
No freestyling in the tunnel. That's the rules. I'll say this. 2 Chainz seems like he's having fun. Sometimes that's all you can ask, right? I've come away from this. I did not expect to come out of this morning with a newfound additional level of respect for 2 Chainz, but I guess that's just how it went. I don't think I would spend $300 on a hamburger. That's not even like a, well, I mean, I'm just curious to know what it would be like. So I bought one just to know. Like, no, nah, I don't know. I don't even like spending $6 on a hamburger, you know what I'm saying? Like, the fancier the hamburger, the less I like it, usually. I mean, it's a different thing. It's a different thing. Whatever. We've had this conversation before. I'm not looking for a restaurant-style hamburger. Mm. You know, go to a restaurant, get, you know, just get a steak. Don't get, like, oh, it's a steak burger. Like, what? Nah. I haven't even been to, like, In-N-Out in, I don't know how long. In-N-Out are, like, Five Guys. They're, those are the upscale hamburger places around where I live. And I don't go to those spots, really. It's not, it's not what I'm looking for. It's, you know, that's the thing that gets me. Like, some people that just, like, can't fucking understand that. And I find that the people that can't understand that, like, they just don't have a good grasp on food. Or no, that's not the case. But, like, some, you know, some people that, like, get to be, like, foodies or get, like, real particular about a certain thing or the style of stuff. And then, you know, it's like the people that say, like, you know, why would you go to Taco Bell when there's so many good burrito places? Oh my God, I can't believe you're committing a crime against food by eating the Taco Bell when, oh, you could have gone to this burrito place, blah, blah, blah. Ah, the burritos.
Especially we haven't really been to many places. Yeah. This is what we know. You from Oakland until you started moving around. I'm sure you was
in
Oakland. And it's really like that. I always use the statistic and I said,
and I hate when people do that. I hate when people do that. You know, like people like going in thinking like, oh, you could get so much more authentic. You know, you get authentic tacos. Why would you go to Taco Bell? Like, because I like those tacos. Like, yeah, there are more authentic tacos that are like great in their own right. Out there, you can find them. But sometimes I'm looking for that. Sometimes I'm not. And I feel like some people that get, like, super fucking serious about food, I don't know, like, they just lose sight of that concept. Like, they treat every meal like, well, if I'm not eating the best thing I could possibly eat, then it's wasted. It's like, no, I'm just fucking hungry, whatever. This is right here, and it's good, it's fun.
Yeah.
Oh, this truck is stopped in this lane. This is a situation.
Any accolades or anything that ever comes with this territory, man, I'm always appreciative of. But at the same time, making a beat for Redneck,
to make the beat for Nas,
to do anything like that with some of my idols is hands down the best reward that this could have ever brought.
I know we just signed a deal, but I need my advance on the next one too. They know I'm a deal. Yeah. I need it.
Bitch, your boy wants some more. Cause I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team, man. What a time to be alive. You and yours versus me and mine. Are we talking things? Are we talking things? Are you switching sides? Wanna come with me?
Oh boy, here we go. Okay. I am no longer blocking the intersection. Oh, that car's not moving. I'm gonna get to the office and play The Division. Ran into some server issues last night. It was fine until I started trying to matchmake. You know, naturally. And then it was like, nah, fuck that. You're done. I got back in and played a little while longer. And go. Take a shower. If you're filthy, I mean, it's a simple solve. All right. I'm at the office. I'm going to go. You guys have a good day. And I'll see you.